The Bird Show.
So I guess we're bringing Second Date Update back because it's the second week in a row that we've done it. So right before we ended the show yesterday, we get a call from a Bird Show listener, super upset because she thought that the first date went absolutely fantastic with a dude. He clearly didn't think so because he ghosted her. So we recorded the part where he confronted her after the show, but let me play you the first part, the call yesterday, 60 seconds from it, just so you understand what the whole thing was all about.
So first date, his name is Drew. We met on Hinge and I decided what we should do, right? I thought, you know, for something different, we could go to a pottery class, you know, like Ghost, the movie Ghost. Yeah.
For a first date.
I like it. It's unique and it's different. It's not like typical and you actually have an activity that you're doing together, a pottery class. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either. Why you hate it so much?
I would have ghosted before the date.
So we had dinner afterwards. It was at a local tapas place. I thought the day went really, really well, you guys. Honestly, we hit it off right away. There was great conversation, lots of flirty on both our parts. I even did a little, you know, accidental hand touching over the clay. Oh my gosh, let me help you. It was very cute. Dinner was full of laughs, right? We shared some plates and listen, Mr. I expect something afterwards. There was enough chemistry that I was having my own expectations, okay? So I don't understand why he hasn't reached out for a second date. I'm stumped.
Okay.
I get it.
I need a second date update.
All right, so that's the call we take right before the show ends. And then after, we were going to record a second date update, which usually goes like this, where they don't have to talk to each other. We feel like we're going to get complete honesty out of the ghoster if they know that they don't have to confront the person that they blew off, right? This dude wanted to go right in, though. He's like, I got no problem talking to her. And that's second date update. All right, so it was Jessica that called us up and said she can't figure out why this date of hers, I think his name is Drew, hasn't hit her back. Jessica, you claim that you set up this great first date, pottery class.
It's very cute. Date. It's very unique. It's different. It's outside the box. It's romantic.
Yes.
You get your hands involved.
Right. Maybe it's because I love ghosts so much. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying it wouldn't have been my cup. I would have tried to talk you out of it. Either way, you said he was eager to go on the date. You thought it went absolutely great. There was a little flirty going on, a little hand touching going on. Couldn't wait for a second date. And you have not heard anything from Drew, right?
Crickets.
And how long has it been since his first date?
It's been like 2 weeks.
And have you texted him since going, hey, ready for another pottery class?
Well, I didn't say that. But yeah, I did. I texted him twice. So I feel like a third time would be just a little too thirsty. And I'm way too cool for thirst.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's call up a radio show.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've definitely been ghosted.
That's the equivalent of thirst, is it?
All right, so going into this, Jessica, before we get Drew on, you're just looking for closure. You're just looking for a reason why. Depending on what he says, would you go out with him again?
Absolutely. The one that's I'm calling you guys because I'm confused. I really genuinely enjoyed myself. So I'm confused. And I don't want closure. I want to know why. And then, like, can we get past this?
Oh, okay.
Okay. It does suck when you really think, when you interpret one night, that we have this amazing chemistry, can't wait for the second one. Clearly, he thinks the same way. And then he's not there at all. Yeah, that kind of sucks. That's deflating.
It's deflating. But I mean, sometimes people feel like they have to put on a face for a first date because here you are, you're stuck in the pottery class. You know, you got 2 hours left. So, I mean, it's possible that, like, sure, it went well, but maybe he just wasn't feeling the romantic connection.
Maybe. All right, Tommy, studio director, you want to take it from here?
Yep, so I'm going to call Drew, but you guys will not hear me dialing out. You won't hear Drew on his end of the conversation, but you'll hear me. So just for a few seconds, talk amongst yourselves.
So the reason why we have to do it this way is you have to tell somebody they're going to be on the radio, so they have to agree to that, and that's why we do this off the air.
All right.
I see.
It's ringing. Hang on. Hey, is this Drew? Hey, Drew, this is Tommy Owen. I'm the show director for The Bird Show. We're a radio morning show. Yeah. So we're doing this segment. It's called Second Date Update. And we have someone that I think you know. Her name is Jessica. And she reached out to us. Yes. She reached out to us because you guys evidently went on a date, kind of ghost style, and did the pottery class. Right. And
then he took the ghost too far.
And she reached out to us because you haven't called her for a second date, and she thought everything went great, and she wants to know why you ghosted her.
Molly,
excuse the pun.
Molly, girl, you're in danger.
You dork. Oh.
And by the way,
Whoopi Goldberg was great in that movie.
You excellent. Never have to talk to her on the air. We won't have you guys on at the same time. Really? You sure? Okay. Hang on just a second. Hey, guys.
Mm-hmm.
He says he has no problem going on the air talking to her.
Even normally when we suggest that is we think that we'll get honesty out of somebody if they don't have to directly talk to the person that they've already clearly ghosted. So we thought it would make it more comfortable. But Jessica, are you cool with directly talking to Drew here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, stand by. Drew, are you cool going on? All right, I'm going to put you through now to the guys. Stand by. All right, Drew, meet the Bird Show.
Hey, Drew.
Hey.
Hey.
Drew.
He's alive. Or is this his ghost?
As Tommy told you, Jessica's just a little confused, man. She puts together this great first date, this pottery class. She said while it was going on, everything was cool. The chemistry was right. She felt the electricity when your hands touched and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she wants to know why there's... So what happened, man?
Dude, I'm...
And she's listening.
Like, honestly, she's amazing. She's gorgeous. She's funny.
Aww.
We were, like, vibing. Like, everything was dope. Like, we were in the pocket. Everything.
Thank you.
Like,
honestly, I concur.
In a heartbeat, yo. If it wasn't for the whole X thing that happened.
Wait, if it wasn't for the whole what?
The X, dude. The X.
Oh,
where was the X?
The old X, huh? When did that come up?
My? The instructor of the pottery class was her ex.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It was her ex-boyfriend.
No, I ain't bring that up.
Like,
I flipped that out.
Jessica, that's kind of pertinent information.
Yes.
I mean, I can see now in retrospect how that might have been an issue.
Dude, it was weird.
Okay, so hold on.
It was weird for who? Because I didn't care.
It was weird for me.
I didn't care.
Well, let's...
Of course.
Yeah, let's break this down for a second. So, your idea
for... guiding her hands a la Ghost. Like, teaching her throwing on the wheel. Like, and I'm just...
He's the teacher. Like the whole, that's what he's supposed to do.
No. He called you Jess.
No. Like,
you definitely had history. And it made me very awkward and uncomfortable.
Okay.
Now, why didn't you tell me that?
What am I supposed to say in front of him?
Well, also, Jessica, yes, let's just...
We went for dinner afterwards. We literally spent an hour and a half, 2 hours eating tapas.
And you're hot, and it was fun, and it was cool.
And you took him to pottery, wink, wink.
Okay, now...
Honestly, that's a weird-ass date, but, like, I enjoyed it. I've never been on, like, a...
Don't you dare call
like,
my date weird. And you did enjoy it, exactly.
And I'm down, but, like... It was weird, dude. It made me uncomfortable.
Okay, really quick. Okay, let's hit pause, you guys. There is obviously chemistry between you guys. There is no denying that whatsoever.
I can't
figure out if they're
already
fighting or if they're about to... Okay.
Yeah.
But Jessica...
She's a 10, dude. She's a 10.
Yes.
She's like, yes!
She concurs.
Yes. She concurs.
Yes, they agree on.
Jessica, what...
Wait a minute.
Jessica, what made you think it was a good idea? I'm down for the pottery class. I'm not down for a pottery class taught by my ex. Like, what made you think that would be a...
No. Let's be clear. I had no idea he worked here. He's an ex, as in what? I do not speak to him.
I didn't know that.
We do not communicate.
Well, as soon as you saw him, it was time to go.
I don't understand why we couldn't have had this conversation. We literally went to dinner for an hour and a half afterwards and, like, played footsie and all kinds of stuff. All you had to do was be like, I was uncomfortable in there. Did you not get that I'm very forward and upfront?
No, you're right.
Like,
you're right.
You know?
Okay,
and
hold
on. Right.
Wait, yeah. Listen. Jessica. Jessica,
here.
You're talking so much. But you didn't hear him say you're right.
He gave you that one.
He said you're right.
I didn't hear him. I just wanted to hear, you know.
No, seriously, you're right. I should have told you. I should have told you how I felt.
It is a little misleading to continue to have, like, dinner after the date if you are so turned off by it. But were you feeling like we already made...
I wasn't turned off by it. I was turned on by her. I was just annoyed by it, like the ex, you know?
Then why go on to dinner?
Because she's super cool and super hot, but it just...
He's trying to push through.
He was trying to push through and see, like, I get it. Like, you're in an awkward situation. You're on this date. Yeah. And, like, yeah, you could have bailed.
So sweet. What? You're so naive. What? All right. So, Drew here, in all honesty.
You're not naive. Don't do that. That's not fair.
Drew, in all honesty, because you keep saying how hot she was, hot she was, ew, hot she was. Ew. You go to the Pottery. You go to the Pottery class. You're clearly turned off. But you go to dinner anyway. Was it because you were hoping that this night would end in a different way?
You know what? I'm a gentleman, dude. I'm a gentleman.
I'm so in love right now.
Honestly, I'm into her. I got, like, weirded out by the whole ex thing, but I'm honestly into her.
So why'd you ghost her?
I don't know.
What?
All right. I feel like we're brokering a deal here. So is there an opportunity for you guys to go out again? Because there is definitely a chemistry here. What's that old movie? Is it Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes. Yeah. They're enemies. It's enemies to lovers.
Right.
All right, Drew, take control of the situation, sir. Make it happen right here, right now. Go.
Yes. Tell him again, girl. Take control of this.
Oh, you got to let him, Jess. You got to let him.
All right, here we go. Drew has the floor. Drew has the floor.
Whole Pottery X thing, and I would love to go out with you again. I think you're an amazing person, and we had a really good time, and I would love to see you again.
Oh, I love this. I can't wait to see you again soon. We're going to do things.
I was so hoping you were going to say no. Absolutely not. All right, so let's just end this here. It seems to be ending on a high. You know what? And we'll even pay for the date, okay?
Oh, I love that even more. What do you want? Oh, let's go action at the wall. Want to do that?
We're going real, like, we're going big.
Oh, they're going big.
Okay. All right. Smart man.
Okay. Drew, where does your ex work? And that's where I am willing to pay for the date.
No comment.
Okay. All right, you guys. Enjoy your next date.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
I am.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know. I'm so lost. That was a lot.
That was, man.
They are meant for each other.
They really are.
They are 100% meant for each other.
The Bert Show.